Harrison Achou Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Bile, the 7:30 a.m. Sports News with Harrison Achou Tiku. First, the headlines. The senior men's basketball team was beat Brazil today in their second Group B match in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia to be able to keep their hopes of qualifying for Paris 2024 Olympics alive. New technical staff have been appointed to various national team selections by the Cameroon Football Federation. The draw for the qualifiers for AFCON 2025 in Morocco will take place today in Johannesburg, South Africa. The news and full. The Basketball Lions were defeated 70-66 by Montenegro yesterday in their first Group B match of the Olympic qualifying tournament taking place in Latvia. Coach Alfred Aboye and one of the players of the squad, Jordan Baye, after the match said they are not discouraged by the result as they will give their all in today's match at 5 p.m. Cameroon time against Brazil.
We prepare good the game, but Montenegro, they play very high level. We Bujevic, we try to make the double on defense, but it doesn't matter. We have another game. We need to make our best to win the game.
The guys played well. They battled, fought hard. Unfortunately, we did not come out with the win that we desperately needed because a win would have sent us directly to the semifinal. But the guys fought. They fought hard. They played against the 17th team in the world. We have some defensive breakdown here and there. But overall, I think it was a great performance. This morning, we have a practice session to fix and correct some tactical issue that we have yesterday. We feel that we'll do better than we did yesterday. We'll adjust tactically, and hopefully those adjustments will carry us to victory against Brazil tonight.
Following Cameroon's defeat to Montenegro, today's match against Brazil for Coach Alfred Aboye and his boys is a must-win encounter for the team to be able to grab a ticket to the semis. Ben Collins, Nyeberwo.
It is a round-robin tournament that is being played in two groups, Cameroon, Montenegro and Brazil. In one, the host, Latvia, Georgia and Philippines. In the second group, after this Wednesday's match between Cameroon and Montenegro, the Basketball Lions will take on Brazil in their second outing this Thursday at the qualifying tournament for the Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month. The first two teams from each group will advance to the semifinals before the final. Only the winner of the tournament will qualify for the final phase of the biggest planetary sports event in Paris this year. Coach Alfred Aboye of Cameroon and team are thus heading towards a historic event, that of sailing to the Olympics for the first time through a qualifying tournament, a record that has been broken in Africa only by Nigeria, that has played the Olympic Games three times.
Ben Collins, Nyeberwo. A series of appointments were made yesterday by the Executive Committee of the Cameroon Football Federation. The coaches of the intermediate under 23, under 20, under 17, and under 15 selections in the men's and women's teams were made public. The former coach of PW of Bamenda, Bahmen United, and Panthère of Ndé, So Simplice, was named new coach of the intermediate Lions. He is to be assisted by Kong Anisset.
I'm very happy. First, thank the FECAFOOT president for the appointment, and I thank all those who have been behind me, supporting me, and encouraging me. Yes, it's a new journey, a very difficult one, but for what I've been doing for the past two seasons, I lack words. I'm overwhelmed. I never thought this could happen one day, being at this level. But I think Papa Yahweh is not sleeping. He knows his children. For now, all I can say, I'm very, very happy. It's a new challenge.
Former indomitable Lions striker Ndefi Pius will be assisting Ivan Kimwe with the under 20 Lions. Jean-Baptiste Bissek and his team with the Lionesses were retained by the FA. Athletic Sports Academy of Ocean Division will represent the South Region in the 2024 National Interpools that will run from the 1st to the 15th of August. They defeated Njom Football Academy by 3-0 in the South Regional League final to grab the ticket. Polycarp Atier.
It is a euphoric experience among the fans of the Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi as their team, has successfully lifted the South Regional Football League trophy for their first time after beating Jum Sport Academy by 3-0 in the finals that took place in Sang Malima. The head coach of the Ocean Division team, Jean-Sébastien Batan-Chang, says the victory is a result of hard work, endurance, and determination.
Ça n'a pas été facile.
It was not easy to navigate the four stages, but through hard work, we made it to secure our position in the national interpost. But the work is not yet over because the last step is to surface among the three best.
The Ocean Division team today celebrates its new position in the game of football with determination to have a breakthrough to the next level. Jean-Sébastien Batan-Chang reiterated.
I met my colleagues and we diagnosed the mistakes of the team and I continued my work in the second phase in February and brought the team where it is today as the South Region's champion.
Atlantic Sports Academy of the Ocean Division has promised to heighten preparations to represent the South Region in the 2024 National Interpose slated to kick off in Yaoundé come August 1st and why not Elite 2. Polycap Atier, CRTV Sport News, Kribi.
And in news out of the country, the draw for the qualifiers for AFCON 2025 to take place in Morocco will be conducted this afternoon in Johannesburg, South Africa. Details with journalism student on internship, Pewejo.
The draw for the Total Energies CAF AFCON Morocco 2025 take place in Johannesburg at 1:30 p.m. Cameroon time. The draw will see 48 African nations engaged to determine who qualifies for the 35th edition of the biggest event on the continent. According to prescriptions from the Confederation of African Football, the engaged teams will be grouped into four pots of 12 nations each, the highest ranked nations as per the latest FIFA rankings of 20th June 2024 will occupy pot 1 and the same procedure would follow for pot 2, 3 and 4 to make up the 48 nations. Cameroon is seeded in pot 1 alongside Cote d'Ivoire, Tunisia, Algeria and the other African football powerhouses. The concluded draw of the qualifiers will be made up of 12 groups of 4 teams each from group A to L, where the first and the runners-up in the 11 groups that do not involve host Morocco will gain qualification to the AFCON. Venezuela and Canada finalize preparations as they take on each other tomorrow for the second quarterfinal match of the 2024 Copa America currently underway in the United States. We pack our bags out of the studio this morning with the 2024 Tour de France, which enters the sixth lap today, with riders expected to cover a distance of 163.5 kilometers. The fifth lap of the race yesterday was won by Maximo Cavanich from Douglas.
Journalism student on internship with Joe. And that brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiko.